Something about these deaths has kept us entangled with Barnaby's universe.
So do any of us have an idea of what that could be? Because I sure don't. I hope one of you is smarter. Again, we sit in silence. None of us is smarter than me, I guess. Our ruminations are interrupted by the chime of my doorbell. I open the door cam on my tablet and I see Meredith is out there. She's early.
What?
Magnum asks. Meredith. She's scheduled to show up and clean up after lunch today. 3 hours after lunch to give you plenty of time to get out of here.
Oh, this isn't good,
Rockford says.
Yeah,
Rick says.
We've got one Meredith dead, and another arriving when we don't expect her.
She could be... I pause in thought. What? Going to commit suicide on my floor? I'll keep the butcher knives away. The doorbell chimes again. I'll be right down, I say to the tablet. I get up from my chair, but Rockford grabs my arm.
You know, this could be a setup. You know what always was in the TV shows? You go to the door, and two thugs slug you and point a gun at your head.
The TV shows didn't have door cams, I answer.
All right.
Rick releases my arm.
But be careful.